Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's April 15th, 2014, and let's get straight into the news tonight. Our top story, Ron Paul warns feds could launch a Waco-style assault against Bundy.
I guess you can go either two ways. I'm hoping this is very positive of things to come where the people stand up and object to the federal government's intrusion into our lives and everything that we do. And when the people do get together and stand up, I think governments will be forced to back down. But the other thing is governments don't give up their power easily, and they may well come back with a lot more force like they did at Waco with the Davidians.
And, of course, Dr. Paul was referring to Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher, who's fighting for his property rights, his rights to use public land to graze his cattle. Now, this is a situation where the BLM, the feds, the Bureau of Land Management, have come in and said, Mr. Bundy, you can't graze your cattle on these lands. And Mr. Bundy told him, hey, you guys can go fly a kite. My family has been on these lands since before the BLM was created. We're going to continue to use these lands. So now it's come to a big standoff situation. Last week, our reporters were out there. They had the feds aiming snipers at people, tasing people multiple times, throwing women to the ground. We'll talk about all that in more detail coming up. And Mr. Bundy says, you know, I'm going to continue to use these lands. So he got into a situation, had a chance to talk to the sheriff, the local authorities, and they said, okay, Mr. Bundy, you can have your cattle back. They had been holding the gentleman's cattle hostage, and now he can use the lands. But they said it's all just a ploy. The feds backed down, but they say it's all just a ploy to come back and raid him later. We've had some high-level assets tell us this information that the feds do plan to raid Mr. Bundy at a later date. And I wouldn't be surprised because they just wanted to wait till all the media eyes were off them when they had less of a presence out there so they can just go through and do whatever they want to do. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Bundy family. And as Dr. Paul said, there's nothing wrong with standing up with your rights, but standing up for your rights, but please be as peaceful as possible. You don't want an armed conflict going on out there. So definitely be careful out there at the Bundy Ranch. And we're talking about the police brutality going on, tasing people multiple times, the brutality to men, women, and children. And speaking of women, let's talk about this. Texas cop tackles woman for walking on the wrong side of the street. This was a situation. A woman was out for her daily walk, was approached by an officer on a motorcycle, and the officer pulls up, starts chatting her up, and she thinks the officer's just hitting on her. No, thank you, officer. I'll go on about my business. The officer follows her down the street, and then at some point she starts getting nervous. You know, I haven't committed a crime, the woman's thinking to herself. I haven't done anything wrong. Why is this cop following me? So she takes off running. And you often hear these police officers, or even in the video that you can find on the article, he says, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't take off running from the cops. Well, if you start following somebody down the street when they haven't committed a crime, they start getting a little bit nervous. She takes off running, is tackled by the officer, dragged to the police station, and charged with walking on the wrong side of the street. And people always ask, what's this tyranny you guys talk about? Why do you need these weapons to defend yourself? And defending yourself is a last-ditch effort. You know, it's the worst-case scenario. But why do you need these tools, these rights to defend yourself against what you call tyranny? Arresting somebody for walking on the wrong side of the street when I'm sure this police department may have an internal investigation or two they need to conduct themselves. That's tyranny. It happened here in the city of Austin. Arrested a jaywalker because she didn't obey the traffic control devices. It happened in New York. They beat up that elderly gentleman for jaywalking. And this is tyranny. This, in my mind, is tyranny. This is what you need checks and balances for, so these things don't become an everyday deal, even though that's happened, what, three times this year already that we know of, pretty much somebody arrested for walking down the street. That's tyranny, in my opinion, and it needs to stop, and hopefully we can get some justice for this poor woman. The cops just will arrest you for anything these days. They need to go arrest the bankers who are devaluing our currency. They need to go arrest the ATF for running guns into Mexico. This is the stuff they need to be working on. Go stop the BLM. You know, go help Cliven Bundy to get his lands back and his cattle and all that, but they don't want to do that. They just want to beat up on people walking down the streets. FBI will have up to one-third of Americans on biometric database by next year. This by Steve Watson. The Electronic Frontier Foundation notes in a communique that some 52 million Americans could be in the next generation identification biometric database by 2015, regardless of whether they have ever committed a crime or been arrested. And it's no secret that the FBI caches information on you and me. They want people, especially criminals, they want the fingerprints, they want photographs and so forth. But now they're moving towards palm scans, retina scans. And it's not just of people who have been arrested for a crime, convicted of a crime. If you've gone to a job and you have to do some type of identification, some type of security clearance, they get that information too. If you go to a public government building. You have to give your thumbprints, DMVs and so forth. They get that information too. And you say, well, what's the big deal about them taking my information? It's a violation of your Fourth Amendment. They have no probable cause to take your information to put it into a criminal database if you have committed no crime. That's exactly what's happening here. And in the same line as this, we have this. Who's watching me? Police took photos of my license plate. It falls in the same line, violation of your Fourth Amendment. If you have not committed a crime, why are they looking at you in the first place? Now, this is by Miss Catherine Watson, no relation to Steve or Paul, as far as I know. As part of my series on the use of automatic license plate readers in Virginia, I wanted to find out what kind of information local police might have. By law, the only information I'm privileged to is my own. In all, police captured 16 photos of my car, mostly at night, and recorded my license plate 8 times on 5 days, from October 2013 and as recently as April 1st. And like I said before, this is just the totality of information. They just want to know everything about you all the time, your travel habits, who you're talking to, where you're going, all these things. And it goes beyond just tracking you, because now you have these carbon credits. They want to tax you by a mile, I guess similar to what a taxi cab does. You put in your information and it taxes you by the mile. They want to do this with carbon credits. Meanwhile, the people pressing for these carbon credits and saying that we need all these regulations for carbon change are buying these big houses on the sea. They say the ocean's going to overflood. It's going to hit the land masses, but they build these big castles on the sea. They have $30,000 electricity bills. They're flying around in Air Force One in armored vehicles saying Africans shouldn't have air conditioning, but they want to tax you by the mile, and not just only that, but put you in these huge police databases. Now, all this police state stuff we've been talking about, it goes to this. We see them beating up people out in Nevada. We see them taking your biometrics. We see them tracking you when you drive around town. Now we have this. Washington State School District sets up Homeland Security class so they can teach your child how to molest people like the TSA. An employment application posted at the Evergreen Public Schools this weekend requests a certified Homeland Security instructor to steer young students into a career with the agency. This is the same agency who has, I guess, by our count, about 2 billion bullets now, many of which they can't use under Geneva Convention, which means they can only use them against American citizens or against paper targets of little children and pregnant women. If you haven't heard about that, you can go look up the no hesitation targets. These are things that the Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security, is doing what they're training for. And also they're buying these mine-resistant vehicles. They say they need these things for warrant sweeps. I'm not exactly sure how many drug dealers and so forth they plan to arrest who have a cache of landmines, but that's what they say they need it for. And I have this. This is one of my textbooks, one of my college textbooks, Introduction to Homeland Security. And you can see if you join Homeland Security, you can rescue puppy dogs and so forth. But the reason I still have this book is because I was taking some criminal justice classes, and this was part of the course, and I couldn't sell it back because even the school realized how worthless of a textbook this is. And you can see right here, this is the official timeline for 9/11, and the source is Wikipedia. And if you're like me and you went to school, or you went to college, you went to high school, your teachers told you, please do not use Wikipedia as an official source. You can use it kind of as a tool, a starting point. You can start on Wikipedia and it'll link you to some other things. But don't use it as an official source, but they use it as the official timeline for 9/11, and this, the introduction to Homeland Security. So this is what your kids are going to get indoctrinated with in the near future. Moving on. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Shai Hirst, Benghazi is a huge lie scandal, but not for the reasons that you think. A highly classified annex to the report, this is the Senate Intelligence Committee report, not made public, described a secret agreement reached in early 2012 between Obama and Erdogan administrations. It pertained to the rat line. By the terms of the agreement, funding came from Turkey as well as Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The CIA, with the support of MI6, was responsible for getting arms from Gaddafi's arsenal into Syria. But this is the stuff that they don't want to talk about. They just want to focus on Ambassador Stevens. And that was a very serious situation that happened to him and also the other people who were injured along with him. Of course, he died. But he got caught up in this situation, this gun running, and he's caught in the middle of it, ends up dead. Meanwhile, you have Mrs. Clinton talking about, what difference does it make how they died? Well, it makes a difference because you're not doing anything. You got the cables for this information and did nothing on it. You sat on it because you were too busy out campaigning, handing out your Hillary 2016 buttons and so forth, and not paying attention to this very real situation that you had information on and chose not to act on. So, yeah, you need to be held accountable for that, Mrs. Clinton. But this is a very meaty, very lengthy article, and I definitely encourage you to go to InfoWars.com and get more into it. It's a very good breakdown of the situation. And breaking down, society is breaking down, but you can arm yourself. That's the good thing about what's going on in the world today. Store owner shoots, kills suspected burglar. Now, this is a situation. A man broke into a jewelry store armed with a hammer. There's another hammer attack that nobody wants to pay attention to. The FBI says that you're much more likely to be beaten to death with a hammer than killed in a mass shooting, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, the suspect breaks in to a store that had previously been burglarized, but the owner was one step ahead. He recognized the trend and was sleeping or was taking a nap in the back, comes out with a shotgun, shoots the guy, and then the part I see is a little iffy, goes outside and shoots at the getaway vehicle. Now, if somebody breaks into your house, you're definitely welcome to defend yourself by whatever means is necessary, but it can get you in hot water depending on your state laws and the trial that you may have if you go out and shoot at somebody who's not an immediate threat to you. So these are the type of situations you see. You may shoot at a fleeing vehicle and get charged with some type of reckless endangerment. So be careful if you enter these type of situations. But good job to the owner protecting what was his. And this is what happens if you try to mess with people, because they don't want you to hear about these stories, these stories of self-defense. They just want to tell you about the situation like in Kansas, where the man had the hate crime against the Jewish people. And that was a very serious situation. I'm not downplaying that. But they say these are the only type of gun activities that happen. No, you can defend yourself and your property legally, lawfully, and in a very responsible manner. And our final story for this segment, NATO's pet Nazis savagely attack Ukrainian presidential candidate. Now, stay tuned, because right after this break, Alex Jones is going to be breaking down the latest situation in the Ukraine. So stay tuned for that so you can get the full breakdown about some of the more recent events going on. But first, something I want to tell you about, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned right after this break for more special reports.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp-looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more.
Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing. Ukraine military has recaptured an eastern airport held by pro-Russian forces. Russia says Ukraine close to civil war as Kiev begins offensive, reportedly directed by the Central Intelligence Agency. That's in Reuters.
Ukraine begins offensive. Did you hear that? Into the areas that have voted 90-plus percent to be part of Russia and have historically been part of Russia. And I've told you that's where the clash comes with areas on their own seceding over to Russia, and then will Russia defend those that are voting to leave? And generally the way this would go is Russia would end up taking part of the country all the way to the river, the entire east, all the way to Kiev, and then stopping, similar to the Germany being split into east and west. But in this case, the globalists are even worse than Russia. Clearly, the Russians, I would say, were the bad guys in the Cold War. But the globalists use them as the bad guys to make us the bad guys and build a police state here as well in the name of countering their police state. This is just a huge, huge development. Two wounded in skirmishes in eastern Ukraine. Gunfire at eastern Ukraine airport as troops move in, retaking it from pro-Russia forces. Ukraine falters in drive to curb unrest in the east. Fragile Europe weakens U.S. push for Russia sanctions, mainly because Germany's not going along with all of it. Russian jets passes near U.S. ship in Black Sea. Provocative, the Pentagon says. Yeah, it is. What the West is doing is provocative. Russia tests multi-warhead ICBM or a MIRV ICBM. Very provocative. This is the type of news. But don't worry. Obama has had a phone conversation with Putin. So he's on it. Everything's fine. And again, the issue is Ukraine voted 4 months ago, 3 months ago, not to join the EU. And the George Soros, NATO, globalist activated. The NGOs activated. And they'd spent $5 billion there the last few years. That's not debated. And they overthrew the country. But there's going to be Russians that don't want to be basically culturally cleansed in the east by the predominantly more, you could say, historically more German-affiliated Ukrainians. In fact, a bunch of them really are just Germans. And, of course, Hitler went in there and took over to, quote, get the Germanic or Aryan Ukrainians. I mean, this just goes over and over. The Nazis have done war crimes there. The Russians have done huge war crimes there. Some of the greatest crimes ever have been committed against the Ukrainian people. I get why a lot of Ukrainians are anti-Russian. But it doesn't matter. Russia's been part of Ukraine off and on forever. And so it's like black versus white. And these people basically, share a lot of culture, pretty much look the same. But they're divided by a river. They're divided by Catholic and Orthodox. And it's just the same story over and over again. Kill, kill, kill. Let's be divided and conquered by the globalists who are going to come in and enslave everybody. The new threat is the synthetic, anti-human, dehumanization, technocratic New World Order. It's the big enchilada. It's the big end of days system if it wins. It's the end of humans as we know it, the rise of the robots, and humans better get that through their heads and decide whether we want to align ourselves along ideas of freedom, liberty, private property, shared wish for humans to uplift ourselves, or whether we're going to continue to be divided and conquered along all these ethnic, religious, racial lines, which can be real differences at the end of the day, but the issue is the globalists are synthetically manipulating those differences and playing them off against each other instead of using those differences to truly enrich the global culture.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. But stay tuned, because right after this, Dr. Group is going to be here giving you a special extended edition of the InfoWars Nightly News, giving you tips to clean out your respiratory system. So I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, Dr. Group, we were just talking about cigarette smoke, and you were making the distinction about the tobacco that we used to have versus the tobacco where they have intensified it, added all these chemicals. What was it, 4,000 chemicals? Over 4,000 chemicals they've added to it. It's not your grandfather's tobacco, certainly not your great-great-grandfather's tobacco. It's almost, in a sense, you see this happening throughout our food supply, whether they're modifying the corn or whether they're adding internally with genetic modification or whether they're adding chemicals to the cigarettes to intensify the nicotine. That was 20 years ago that came out in that whistleblower case that eventually went on to 60 Minutes that they made the movie The Insider about. But talk about some of the other issues. We were talking about the sick building syndrome, about the dust, about the skin particles and the mites that are in buildings as we've tried to make them more energy efficient and tighter.
Right. I mean, another thing on the cigarette level is that now they're coming out with these e-cigarettes, and the e-cigarettes, they use propylene glycol in there, and they mix the nicotine in with it, which is antifreeze. So, I mean, that's something that people want to look at and switch to an organic vegetable glycerin or something like that. Now, when I was growing up, both of my parents smoked, and I can remember driving around the car with the windows rolled up and breathing all that in, and the walls we would have to clean or paint every couple of years in my house because they were turning yellow. So it's a serious situation, but what, you know, like you said, with the new green technology, we're living in airtight bubbles, and that's not good because there's no circulation. There's no outside air circulation coming in. Everything is in a square, so you have a lot of dust buildup. You have the dander that falls off your skin. You have the chemicals that are being released from all the spray cleaning products in your home, the chemicals that are being released, the radon now, which is big, the carbon dioxide levels in the home. I mean, you look at everything that you have to breathe in. For example, even laying on a memory foam mattress or using a memory foam pillow, you're going to be inhaling toxic fire retardants and volatile organic compounds or carcinogenic gases while you sleep. You know, even as much as getting dry cleaned clothes, I mean, using laundry, you know, perfumed laundry detergent, using perfume, which is, you know, can be toxic. All of these things are things that most people don't even think about in their homes. Look, how many people do you know that cook with Teflon cookware?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now, if
usually
you have a bird, if you have a bird within, let's say, 100 feet of a Teflon pan and you're cooking, that bird will keel over and die because of the Teflon fumes that you're breathing in.
Really?
Yes.
Boy,
yes.
Literally a canary in the coal mine. You know?
A lot of people lose their pet birds and because they keel over dead because the gas is released from the Teflon during cooking. So there's a lot of exposure to toxic chemicals. And the bad thing is you can't really smell a lot of them and you can't see a lot of them. So you're walking around in an environment, you know, especially you might, if you live in the South and you have, you know, humidity, you might have mold that gets up behind your walls, mildew. You know, you see it in the shower a lot of times where you have the little black spots of mold and mildew in the shower. So it's really about reducing the amount of chemicals that you're breathing in on a daily basis. We take 35,000 breaths of air every single day. Oxygen is the number one most important thing that we need to survive. And oxygen in itself is a powerful detoxifier of a lot of these chemicals. The problem is we have a lack of oxygen and an increase in chemicals. So what we need to do is we need to increase that oxygen level back up and decrease that chemical level down. That's the solution. So,
And to clarify, when we're talking about a sick building syndrome, I mean, a good engineer is going to make it not only thermally tight, but he's also going to make sure that the air is recirculated a certain number of times and that sort of thing. But there's a lot of people who are just making tight buildings. And we're not alarmists because, as you pointed out, respiratory disease has gone from the eighth leading cause of death to the third leading cause of death.
And that's just in the last 10 years. That is astronomical figures. I mean, we're talking the third leading cause of death right now is respiratory illness. It's one of the reasons why so many people have contacted us to put together some sort of support formula for their lungs. I mean, something that can act as a natural lung support vitality formula. And Alex asked me to work on that as well. And that's why we're introducing, InfoWars Life is introducing the lung cleanse formula. It's a natural support formula that people can use on a daily basis, especially when you see the clouds up in the sky, not the clouds, but the chemtrails. And the chemtrails are the lines from the plane that do not absorb like a contrail will. You know, it'll dissolve over a period of time.
The persistent contrails.
The persistent, but here's the thing. Respiratory illness, I mean, even if you're healthy, you're still breathing in massive amounts of chemicals on a daily basis, unless you live in the middle of the forest somewhere. It's really important for me to address the causes of what's causing all these illnesses and what's causing the damage to all of us. You know, we know now that air is one of the top things that's causing us damage. So what do? We come up with a solution for that. You know, how can you increase your oxygen levels in your home? Put three live plants in each room of your house. Plants absorb toxins and carbon dioxide, and they emit oxygen. Second thing, support your lungs with a good lung vitality formula like lung cleanses, which is available at InfoWarsLife.com now. You know, these are some of the things that you can do. Eat live foods, which are going to provide you with good water and oxidative vitamin C and vitamin E. Those are some of the things that are going to protect you as good antioxidants. And avoid, you know, one of the solutions to shutting all these companies down that are producing all these toxic chemicals is to just not buy from them anymore, you know? Next time you need to go get some sort of chemical cleaners or herbicides for your yard or, you know, any type of carpet cleaners or air fresheners or anything that you use in your home that is completely chemical-based and toxic, look online for natural alternatives, go to a natural organic food store and buy the organic replacements. I mean, you can't put a price on your health. I mean, it might
be
a dollar. Read the label.
It takes you a little bit of time to do the research, but then you know what product to get, and it's just the habit at that point.
Yeah,
you don't have to make that decision every time you make the purchase. You make it once you figure out what you're going to buy, and then you know. By reading the label.
You know, and one of the easiest things that I recommend people do is to get a whole house air purification system that all just keeps the air clean in your house at all times. I personally recommend the REMI unit, the REME. I don't have any ties to the company or not, but you can put it in your HVAC system, and that means it purifies the air throughout your whole house and it comes down. And the way that it happens is most toxins are positively charged, and this puts out ionized hydroperoxides, which is exactly what you're going to find in a perfect natural environment in the mountain somewhere, that are going to neutralize the toxins and then, you know, make them a little bit bigger molecular size, and they'll fall to the floor.
Hmm.
So it's, you know, just taking steps. I mean, even if you can't afford one of those, which I think they're around $600, even the smaller air purification systems that you put in your rooms in your house will do wonders. But you got to remember, I mean, especially in the bedroom is what I tell people, because hopefully everybody's sleeping 8 hours every night like they're supposed to.
That's right.
And that's when you really need clean air to help your body heal. And if you are sleeping on fabric that's not conducive to your body, or you're sleeping on memory foam stuff, I mean, you definitely want to look into organic latex mattresses and organic bedding, and you definitely don't want any air fresheners in your room or any type of toxic chemicals in your bedroom.
Get some natural plants. Yeah.
And definitely put plants in your bedroom.
Yeah, that's great.
And even opening the windows and letting the natural air come in. I mean, you know, we have a lot of fossil fuels that are out there, but I mean, if you live in an area where indoor air is, the EPA did a study and they found that indoor air is 10 times worse than outdoor air, even in infected areas. So open your windows, especially when it rains outside. You know, after about the first 5 or 10 minutes of rainfall, most of the toxic chemicals that are in the sky are going to be on the ground, and then, you know, open your windows as much as you can.
That's
and let air out naturally. That doesn't cost you anything, and it's great to do, especially when it's raining.
I used to always love it in Florida in the summer. It would rain every single afternoon. You could practically set your clock by it, and the air was always so great after it rained. It was really a great cleansing. Well, thank you so much for these tips. That's really important. We're very concerned about people's health, and we need to all take the steps that we need to do to protect our own health, to protect our family. And part of that is education. Thank you so much for letting us know and sounding the alarm about how this has become now the third highest cause of death. It's really amazing. I wasn't aware of that myself.
Yeah, it's going at an alarming rate. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Dr. Group.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.